Social media at Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us. Will sent us a DM.
No, William.
Oh, sorry.
William. He has an issue. He needs worked out.
All right.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, quick question for you and your listeners. I know this isn't a big deal, but my girlfriend of about a year comes over a couple of days a week, spends a night. I rarely go to her place. When I'm at work, or if she stays up later than me, she'll eat whatever, drink my wine, and order movies without ever asking or saying thank you.
Okay.
Is that rude? Or just part of the price for having a relationship?
Okay.
It's not about the cost or the money, but I was married for 5 years prior to this, and this is my first relationship since. So I'm just wanting to know, is this normal now in relationships, or am I being overly sensitive?
William! Is William being overly sensitive because his girlfriend eats his food?
Drinks his wine and orders the movies.
Is it an acceptable answer to say both in that maybe she should, especially if she's ordering movies like on his like streaming service, his account that he's having to end up paying for.
Sure.
Maybe just say, or even giving him a heads up after the fact, like, hey, by the way, I ordered, this movie on streaming service, last night or whatever. But like the food and wine, I mean, I don't know. That's like being in a relationship.
That's kind of what I think too. Yeah. Obviously she's comfortable with him.
Yeah. I was going to say that's a good sign, right? That she can come over and she could like, what's mine is yours. What's yours is mine.
And they've been together for a year. Now, what if this was like a month in? Maybe it might be a little different.
Yeah, obviously she's showing that she's comfortable with you, and then you say you don't go over to her place, but if you go over to her place, are you able to
do the same thing?
Yeah, I was going to say, right.
Yeah, I think she is kind of approaching a relationship as what's yours is mine and what's mine is yours, which is kind of the way you look at a marriage. And I know you're not married, but you are a year in. So again, I guess it's a sign of the comfort level. But if it bothers you, maybe you just, I would think it would be more about the movies. If she's like racking up a ton of charges, watching tons of movies, and it's starting to affect your bill.
Yeah, sure.
And making that swell up quite a bit. Or just, you know, make sure that you have a healthy stock of the wine she likes. You know, snacks, because you know she likes it, and that might be a really sweet gesture on your part.
Chelsea says, as someone who's on the dating scene too, I would never, ever, ever do this to anyone. It's a sign of disrespect.
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe I said that a little more harsh than what she meant it, but, you know, that's what she said.
Yeah. Okay, so we got another text. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm like that. William, but I'm a single mom. So, all right.
Okay.
Are we getting snacks for the kids? Is that what we're doing?
Oh, if you're loading your purse up to take back to your kids, that's different.
Hoarding snacks and taking them back to the kiddies at the nest.
You're going over to your boyfriend's house and going, that looks and doing
he's got
going
better snacks than I do. I'm gonna take some back.
Yeah, going shopping in his cupboards. That might be different. All right. Well, hey, let us know if you've been in this situation, how you dealt with it, and everything. Because again, we've all been in this together sort of thing, that helps out. And again, I look at this and I'm like, props to all of you who are navigating, a relationship after being out of the scene for a while.
Yeah. Cause Ben and I have been married for way too long to know what dating is like now.
The way you said it made it sound like you and I were married.
No, no, we're married to different people.
We're married to different people. I've never seen her naked. It's fine.
Stop.
she's never seen me naked. It's fine.
I have, actually. I have.
You've not seen me full.
Yes, sir. Do you remember the Justin Bieber guitar moment?
Yeah, but I was behind a guitar.
You were. You were behind a guitar.
Yeah, so I wasn't fully exposed to you.
I've been forced to see your butt cheeks too, and photograph them. But anyway, we digress. We're married to different people, long marriages.
Right.
I mean, we were dating even before there was social media. Okay. So there's many things we wouldn't
again,
know
not Kelly and I. Kelly and
no,
I
no,
weren't
no.
dating.
Different
people.
Oh my God.
Again, I'll reiterate. I've never seen her naked. It's fine.
No, he has not. I was hiding behind the console.
Oh, shoot. All right. Anyways, let us know. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories. And our listener, William, he is out of a 5-year marriage and is on the dating scene for the first time. In fact, been dating this person for coming up on a year. And it's just like a little confused, head scratching. Like, is this how relationships are? Because, you know, when she's over at my place, she eats all my food, drinks all my wine, orders movies. And he's like, it's starting to bother
normal?
Me. Yeah. And rude? So Kelly and I are both kind of like, yeah, I mean, that's part of it's normal part of being in a relationship. I will say that, look, if you've got an issue with it, this is going to be something that you need to figure out early on how to communicate.
Yes. But I get it. Like when you're not in a like a marriage and it's easy, you think they can just break up with you a little bit easier, especially if you're coming across as rude or a little scroogey.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's what he's afraid of coming off as to her.
Sure.
But Christina says, I'm glad my boyfriend lets me eat and drink whatever I want when I stay over. I can kind of get the order of movies being an issue, though. So she's like, all right, the food, give her a pass. It's
so,
the movies that are kind of like the main problem.
Right.
She's like racking that up on his bill.
Rebecca comments and says, if I'm dating a guy for a year and he has an issue with me eating his food when I stay the night and it's his house, I wouldn't be dating him any longer. LMAO, okay. You're being way oversensitive. Then Angela says, I agree with Rebecca. If we're seeing each other for a year and I stay at your house and you have an issue with my eating, drinking in your crib, I would leave you with a quickness. Let me tell you, if I'm dating you and you were staying at my house, with my intentions would be to include you, and that includes feeding you. In my opinion, it's petty you thinking and acting that way. And then Brad rolls in and says, I don't care who it is. If you're at my house and you are expected to make yourself at home, relationship or not, you're here to unclog the toilet. Cool. Pantry's over there. So.
Okay. Donna says, agree that the movie thing would bother me. However, I have Prime Video, and when you want to watch a movie, it says buy, but you know you're not buying it because you have Prime, so it's slightly confusing. Well, you do have additional charges,
though. Donna, I don't think you understand how this works.
Donna, do you know how Prime works? I mean, you pay a yearly fee, but you do pay additional money for the movies that you have to buy.
Yeah, you do pay additional money for the movies you have to buy there because,
if there are new movies, like, for instance, we, you know, watch the new Trolls movie over the holidays, and yeah, it was like $20,
right?
So because it was still in theaters, which by comparison is much cheaper than going to the actual theater to see it.
Sure.
But yeah, you're gonna shell out some extra money if she's doing that, like, quite a bit, especially
right.
If they're new movies,
right?
That can get pricey pretty quickly. So maybe, I think what I'm hearing the Peanut Gallery say is the food we're not going to get upset about.
Nope.
It's maybe we need to figure out how many movies she's buying,
and let's
just
not
kind of
let's not get upset about the movies either. Let's
just say, hey,
give me a heads up if you want to buy a movie.
Exactly.
You know.
So that I can budget for it.
Yeah, so I can budget for it. Anyways, William, we wish you the best in this current relationship and that you can
navigate it.
And you can get over these little hills, these little bumps. Yeah, yeah. No big deal. All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you know what? In fact, you know, pay attention to what she likes and stock her favorites.
There you go.
She'll think that's the sweetest thing in the world.
Listen to Kelly. She knows. All right. Thanks, William. Keep us posted.